time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' season-ending loss in Buffalo.
Proud of our football team. Proud of the season. I told these guys in the locker room that hold their heads high because they did everything that a football team can do to be the best football team it can be throughout the course of the season. A resilient team, a tough team, a team that faced every challenge and just fought and stayed together and worked hard and made the most of every single day. They were a joy to be around every single day and did everything they could do to be the best they could be. So I'm proud of them. We didn't win this game. Disappointing, of course. It's a big game. We didn't end up doing the things we needed to do to win the game. We played well enough to win, but we didn't make the plays or we had the circumstances and give the Bills a lot of credit for the plays that they made. What questions you have?
John, obviously Mark Andrews has done so much for this franchise over the years. What do you say to him after that, you know, that drop 2 points?
Yeah, same thing I would say to all the guys like Mark. I mean, Mark, there's nobody that has more heart and cares more and fights more than Mark. Who's, we wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. You know, that's what you say to him. So, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, destiny is a decision that you make, and it's a decision is how you handle, you know, what comes in your life. You know, and Mark will handle it fantastic, like he always does, because he's a high character person. He's a tough person, and he's a good person. So, proud of him, just like I'm proud of all the guys.
Turnovers and penalties seem to be the difference maker in this game. What was it about the Buffalo Bills team that you saw that kind of had your team unsettled, maybe?
I didn't see that part of it.
John, was there something they were doing early defensively in terms of the adjustments they made against the run early in the game?
Yeah, I thought we made some great adjustments. I mean, they were doing a few things in terms of the way they were playing it, loading it up a little bit, and I thought our coaches did a great job, especially at halftime, even towards the end of the second half, and kind of clean it up a little bit, and we started running the ball really well in the second half.
John, what was the conversation or message from DeMar afterward as well?
Say it again?
The conversation or message from DeMar after the game.
DeMar said, hey, we just get back to work. That was, you talking about in the locker room?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his message. We get back to work.
John, is there a level, I don't know how would you describe yourself, where all year you've done so well at limiting takeaways? I think you have fewest takeaways in team history versus
turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers, I'm sorry. How is it when in a game like this, when it goes uncharacteristic, yeah. how do you kind of handle that?
Well, I mean, you handle it. I mean, what can you do? It was uncharacteristic to have turnovers like that. There are opportunities for us to not have those, but we have, you know, so you try to bounce back from them. That's what you try to do in the course of a game. You can't take them back. You know, once they happen, you try to make the next play. It's like I just said about make a decision. You make a decision about how you're going to handle things like that. We have not been a team that turns the ball over. I'm proud of our guys. We did a great job with that all year. We did turn it over this game, but you know, you got to try to go make the next score and the next play, and that's what I judge it on. And we look at ball security, we look at all the details and the techniques and certain things like that, of course. But really, the mark is if you want to make a judgment, you want to make an evaluation. That's what you make it on. Okay, so what happens next? We come back, we fight, and we go all the way down the field, and we score. I mean, that's the answer that our team makes. I'm concerned about our team. You know, and that's the answer that our team made. And that's why I'm so proud of these guys. That's why I told them I love them. I love them. I'm proud of them. I have nothing but admiration for them in every single way. And it's just how I feel about it.
John, in these playoff losses, I mean, having more turnovers than your opponent has kind of been the common thread in the last few years. Does it?
You mean the two losses that we had in the playoffs? Not the wins, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, just these, you know, going back, frankly, in the Lamar Jackson era, you know, turnovers have kind of been thing. I'm not saying they're all Lamar, but I mean, does it feel like a pattern?
No, it does not. It's football. That's how football works. I mean, you want to draw some big cosmic thread, you know, you draw it for every single team in the league except the team that wins. You know, it's tough to win. It's a big challenge. That's why the Chiefs, you got to admire what they've done. I mean, it's tough to win playoff games. It's tough to get in the playoffs. Then it's tough to win playoff games. Now you got to stack four playoff wins to win a championship. And when you don't win it, then you're going to start drawing threads. You know, there's no thread. It's football. That's football, you know. This game went the way it went. You talk about all that. There's plenty of playoff games that we had. We didn't turn the ball over, you know. Usually win those. That's just the way it goes. So that's football. So, you know, I think people like to talk about what they want to talk about, and they want to draw conclusions because, you know, that's cool. It's good. I understand it. People love football, and you should be talking about all that. But there's the men who play this game deserve to be respected, and I know you do. I know you respect them. And because it's tough out there. It's a hard fight. And whoever wins the Super Bowl, man, they earned it. Because you got to stack a lot of big wins against really good teams in tough environments, you know, and that's how it goes. That's how it works.
John, how difficult was it by being stopped today?
We got stopped for most of the second half until like the last drive, but then we got stopped in the red zone, which I was happy about. But I thought we did a lot better in the second half than we did first half.
16 rushing attempts from Derrick Henry. Do you feel that you could have utilized him a little bit?
No, I don't second guess any of that. We did what we tried to do to win the game. Anybody else? All right.